move on.
Why if you can't move on here on Today FM? Yes, we've been talking a little bit about notions. Quite a few people getting in contact. What is this all in context of? Well, first of all, this is Fergal Lairs here on Today FM, who absolutely hates notions. Hey, if you want to find me, I'll be in the notions aisle at Tesco. No. Not a true story. However, there is a brilliant article on the College Times today, which basically says this cafe's deconstructed avocado and toast is, I mean, what? That didn't even exist before the Celtic Tiger. Avocado and toast, it's €18 and everyone has had enough. Now, to describe it, they serve it on a slate, not a plate. It is one slice of toast with a half an avocado, a sprinkle of salt on the side, one piece of feta cheese, and some lime. So basically it's deconstructed toast. So the idea here is that you would put your feta cheese onto your bread, which is slightly toasted and a very small slice, and then you would lump out your avocado and throw that on top of your toast and eat it. And they're charging you €18 for that. I mean, that is just beyond notions. That is just the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. However, I did ask a few of you about this, and quite a few people have got in contact. Ferg, what is all this sun-dried tomato pesto and hummus all about? I never even saw this stuff before until I moved to Dublin. What's that about? No, you can get that anywhere in the country now, but it just really wasn't popular in Ireland. I mean, there was a time when tea and toast was the thing, that was your go-to, whenever you just felt like something to eat, or you didn't want to spend too much money on a night out. That seemed to be the right idea. Quite a few other people getting in contact. Chorizo panini is the height of notions. My wife bought it the other day. It used to be formerly called a ham sandwich. Oh, I'm loving that. Yeah, I can totally relate to that, yeah. When pastrami sandwiches used to be called ham sandwiches. Interesting, very interesting. Loads more comments coming in this. Henry's got a contact saying, I'll never get over being sold drinks in jam jars. That is one bloody obsession. One time there wasn't even a handle on the thing. Very impractical altogether, yes. But my only problem with that is, owl boys do turn around and say, we'll go for a few jars. And traditionally, the way drink was served was actually out of jars, because that was the only containers that they had around the place, which is a tidbit of information that maybe you did not want. But I will take that away with my man bun and my penny farthing and cycle into the distance. I apologise. We're going to talk about all these things. Things you didn't see in Ireland before the existence of the Celtic Tiger. Notiony things. Swanky frappuccinos and focaccia bread. Oh, who was the clever clogs that came up with that name? I remember Rocket. Used to be called Iceberg Lettuce. What's going on? Kettle chips. Tails. Loads of more of these coming in here. Sarah O'Connor has gotten in contact saying, pastrami is beef. I couldn't give a continental SH1T what pastrami is. I remember a time in Ireland when it was all about egg sandwiches, salad sandwiches and ham sandwiches. That was it. Loads more people getting in contact. I am loving this. Joe has got in contact. Joe, how you doing?
Hi, Fark. How are you?
I'm good, my friend. Thank you so much for getting involved. Yeah, deconstructed. So a lot of people are saying that when somebody says something is deconstructed and serves it to you in a restaurant, it's basically the chef's way of saying that he's had enough of your SH1T. That's it. That's what the chef is saying there now. He's kind of going, right, I have enough of this. No, I'm not going to serve you your smoked salmon and feta cheese in a Doc Martin. You can do it yourself. That's kind of the way it is. Joe, you've got a very very reasonable explanation for all this.
Yeah, I think all these fancy foods and drinks and all that, I think it's just for, it's the new cure for notion sickness.
Notion sickness, you say?
Yeah.
This is a sickness you get whilst on the move with very, very silly and pontificating ideas.
Indeed.
Yeah, indeed, my good man. did you know that there is now a Nespresso queue in Brown Thomas? That's a thing. And also, some people don't use tea bags anymore. They use tea capsules, Joe.
Oh, my goodness.
I know.
Why would you ruin a proper institution like tea?
I don't know, but that seems to be what they're doing. Anyway, listen, my friend, it's been lovely chatting to you. Have a lovely day.
And you. I will. Thank you very much.
Take it easy, Joe. Yeah, notion sickness. Joe's, is his finger on the pulse on that one? I would say very much so. Yes, I took my 82-year-old mother to Scotland last week for a few days. One of the nights we ate out and my mum was served fish and chips on a board. She promptly said, could you please serve it on a plate for me? She is right. What is the obsession with serving food on things that are wooden? Is it really hygienic? I think the only thing that should be served on a wooden board is maybe a cheese board, because it is a board. Okay. Serving any food in anything else. I've seen people serving food on shovels in some places. I don't know what that's about. I don't know. Like, yeah. It's weird. It's just strange more than anything else. Quite a few other people getting in contact with things that didn't really exist in Ireland before the Celtic Tiger. Bagels. Yeah. What's that? Having baguettes with holes in the middle of them. Yeah. And gourmet crisps. No, definitely gourmet crisps were something that did not exist. I heard Matt Cooper on about it last night. Veganism. Veganism never. People were vegetarians and they had the snaky steak. But veganism never really existed at all, or paleo diets or any of that crack. And you know something? A lot of us turned out all right. Yeah, can I make bite my tongue here on Today FM 0874100102. I got Frank on the line. Frank, how are you today?
I'm not too bad. How's the crack there, Peg?
I'm good. I'm good, my friend. Frank, there's something that you absolutely detest. There's something that you think is the most notiony thing in the world. Let me know what it is.
People putting blenders to everything, making edible food inedible, like smoothies and soups and guacamole and all that sort of nonsense.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I don't mind using it for making soup, because I kind of think sometimes, you know, I'm telling lies. No, I like the old chunky bits in the soup. No, sorry, I take that back. Yeah, but yeah, no, you can. I think you can be right there. Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of these kind of smoothie things, and yeah, oh yeah. Why don't you just get a handful of that kale over there and get a handful of that spinach and mix it up there until
That's another thing. Green slimy food.
Yeah, it doesn't look right, does it?
Green slimy food. What do you want to do? You just want to throw up.
Yeah, you see dudes coming in, they're drinking, they're like, this is yummy. It's so good for me. And they'll be smiling at you and bits of spinach and everything stuck in their teeth for today. And apparently it's the exact same going in as what it is coming out, but that's a story for another day. Right, thank you so much for coming on with us. We're going to go on to Terry. Terry, how are you getting on?
How are you, Mark?
Terry, how is life? Terry, you've hit on prime notions here. What's the thing that gets you going, Terry?
Bloody hot stones when you ask for a steak and you get... stone.
Oh yeah, I like the way you put the beep on your phone there, because you were cursing. Yeah. Terry, I have to tell you this, right? There's nothing better, and I mean, there is no greater satisfaction for a chef to get to know that he gets to serve you food that he doesn't have to cook himself. He can just fire it out there, and you'll be paying top price for that. He'll just be there looking, laughing all the way to the bank, going,
yeah, fire the stone at him.
Yeah. You might be too far wrong there, Terry. Listen, thanks for coming on with me.
Cheers, Father. Good luck.
Good luck. You see these hot stones almost every night. I won't lie, actually. I don't mind using these hot stones to do, because sometimes I like kind of doing it myself, and I like the idea that's... But, yeah. I mean, in fairness, it is just kind of basically stripping it back to make people make money. If you can make money out of the thing, God, I'm all over it all day long. Go for it. Go for it. Have fun, my friend. Here's a song from a few years ago, 10 years ago to be exact. It's Halo by Beyoncé.
Fergal Darcy, Today FM.